Chapter 23. Health Foods.
Let schools and sanitariums now be established in many places in the southern states. Let centers of influence be made in many southern cities by the opening of food stores and vegetarian restaurants. Let there also be facilities for the manufacture of simple, inexpensive health foods. But let not selfish, worldly policy be brought into the work, for God forbids this. Let unselfish men take hold of this work in the fear of God and with love for their fellow men. The light given me is that in the southern field, as elsewhere, the manufacture of health foods should be conducted not as a speculation for personal gain, but as a business that God has devised whereby a door of hope may be opened for the people. In the South, special consideration should be shown to the poor who have been terribly neglected. Men of ability and economy are to be chosen to take up the food work, for, in order to make it a success, the greatest wisdom and economy must be exercised. God desires His people to do acceptable service in the preparation of healthful food, not only for their own families, which are their first responsibility, but for the help of the poor everywhere. They are to show Christ-like liberality, realizing that they are representing God and that all they have is His endowment. Brethren, take hold of this work. Give no place to discouragement. Do not criticize those who are trying to do something in right lines, but go to work yourselves. In connection with the health food business, various industries may be established that will be a help to the cause in the southern field. All that men, as missionaries for God, can do for this field should now be done. For if ever a field needed medical missionary work, it is the South. During the time that has passed into eternity, many should have been in the South, laboring together with God by doing personal work, and by giving of their means to sustain themselves and other workers in the field. From the record of the Lord's miracles in providing wine at the wedding feast and in feeding the multitude, we may learn a lesson of the highest importance. The health food business is one of the Lord's own instrumentalities to supply a necessity. The heavenly provider of all foods will not leave His people in ignorance in regard to the preparation of the best foods for all times and occasions. During the past night, many things have been opened before me. The manufacture and sale of health foods will require careful and prayerful consideration. There are many minds in many places to whom the Lord will surely give knowledge of how to prepare foods that are healthful and palatable, if He sees that they will use this knowledge righteously. Animals are becoming more and more diseased, and it will not be long until animal food will be discarded by many besides Seventh-day Adventists. Foods that are healthful and life-sustaining are to be prepared so that men and women will not need to eat meat. The Lord will teach many in all parts of the world to combine fruits, grains, and vegetables into foods that will sustain life and will not bring disease. Those who have never seen the recipes for making the health foods now on the market will work intelligently, experimenting with the food productions of the earth, and will be given light regarding the use of these productions. The Lord will show them what to do. He who gives skill and understanding to His people in one part of the world will give skill and understanding to His people in other parts of the world. It is His design that the food treasures of each country shall be so prepared that they can be used in the countries for which they are suited. As God gave manna from heaven to sustain the children of Israel, so He will now give His people in different places skill and wisdom to use the productions of these countries in preparing foods to take the place of meat. These foods should be made in the different countries, for to transport them from one country to another makes them so expensive that the poor cannot afford them. It will never pay to depend upon America for the supply of health foods for other countries. Great difficulty will be found in handling the imported goods without financial loss. All who handle the health foods are to work unselfishly for the benefit of their fellow men. Unless men allow the Lord to guide their minds, untold difficulties will arise as different ones engage in this work. When the Lord gives one skill and understanding, let that one remember that this wisdom was not given for his benefit only, but that with it he might help others. No man is to think that he is the possessor of all knowledge regarding the preparation of health foods, or that he has the sole right to use the Lord's treasures of earth and tree in this work. No man is to feel free to use according to his own pleasure the knowledge God has given him on this subject. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew 10, verse 8. It is our wisdom to prepare simple, inexpensive, healthful foods. Many of our people are poor, and healthful foods are to be provided that can be supplied at prices that the poor can afford to pay. It is the Lord's design that the poorest people in every place shall be supplied with inexpensive, healthful foods. In many places, industries for the manufacture of these foods are to be established. That which is a blessing to the work in one place will be a blessing in another place, where money is very much harder to obtain. God is working in behalf of his people. He does not desire them to be without resources. He is bringing them back to the diet originally given to man. Their diet is to consist of the foods made from the materials he has provided. The materials principally used in these foods will be fruits and grains and nuts, but various roots will also be used. The profits on these foods are to come principally from the world rather than from the Lord's people. God's people have to sustain his work. They have to enter new fields and establish churches. On them rest the burdens of many missionary enterprises. No unnecessary burdens are to be placed upon them. To his people, God is a present help in every time of need. Great care should be exercised by those who prepare recipes for our health journals. Some of the specially prepared foods now being made can be improved, and our plans regarding their use will have to be modified. Some have used the nut preparations too freely. Many have written to me, "I cannot use the nut foods. What shall I use in the place of meat?" One night, I seemed to be standing before a company of people, telling them that nuts are used too freely in their preparation of foods, that the system cannot take care of them when used as in some of the recipes given, and that, if used more sparingly, the results would be more satisfactory. The Lord desires those living in countries where fresh fruit can be obtained during a large part of the year to awake to the blessing they have in this fruit. The more we depend upon the fresh fruit just as it is plucked from the tree, the greater will be the blessing. Some, after adopting a vegetarian diet, return to the use of flesh meat. This is foolish indeed, and reveals a lack of knowledge as to how to provide proper food in the place of meat. Cooking schools, conducted by wise instructors, are to be held in America and in other lands. Everything that we can do should be done to show the people the value of the reform diet. Last night I seemed to be speaking to our people, telling them that, as Seventh-day Adventists, we must cultivate love, patience, and true courtesy. Jesus will strengthen the leaders of his people if they will learn of him. God's people must strive to reach the very highest standard of excellence. Especially should those who are medical missionaries manifest, in spirit, word, and character, that they are following Christ Jesus, the divine model of medical missionary effort. I have a most earnest desire that in every place the work shall be carried forward in accordance with his commands. I see trouble ahead as high as mountains for our people in the way in which some things are now being done, and especially in regard to the health food business. As we advance, we shall have to meet very difficult problems of human invention, which will bring much perplexity. Scheming tends to dishonesty. With great skill and with painstaking effort, Dr. Kellogg and his associates have prepared a special line of health foods. Their chief motive has been to benefit humanity, and God's blessing has rested upon their efforts. If they follow in the counsel of God, if they walk after the example of Christ, they will continue to advance. For God will give skill and understanding to those who seek Him unselfishly. In many respects, improvements can be made in the health foods sent out from our factories. The Lord will teach His servants how to make food preparations that are more simple and less expensive. There are many whom He will teach in this line if they will walk in His counsel and in harmony with their brethren. To our brethren in all lands. The Lord has instructed me to say that He has not confined to a few persons all the light there is to be received in regard to the best preparations of health foods. He will give to many minds in different places tact and skill that will enable them to prepare health foods suitable for the countries in which they live. God is the author of all wisdom, all intelligence, all talent. He will magnify His name by giving to many minds wisdom in the preparation of health foods. And when He does this, the making of these new foods is not to be looked upon as an infringement of the rights of those who are already manufacturing health foods, although in some respects the foods made by the different ones may be similar. God will take ordinary men and will give them skill and understanding in the use of the fruit of the earth. He deals impartially with His workers. Not one is forgotten by Him. He will impress businessmen who are Sabbath keepers to establish industries that will provide employment for His people. He will teach His servants to prepare less expensive health foods, which can be bought by the poor. In all our plans, we should remember that the health food work is the property of God, and that it is not to be made a financial speculation for personal gain. It is God's gift to His people, and the profits are to be used for the good of suffering humanity everywhere. Especially in the southern states of North America, many things will be devised and many facilities provided that the poor and needy can sustain themselves by the health food industries. Under teachers who are laboring for the salvation of their souls, they will be taught how to cultivate and prepare for food those things that grow most readily in their locality. An evil work. Some of our brethren have done a work that has wrought great injury to the cause. The knowledge of methods for the manufacture of health foods, which God gave to His people as a means of helping to sustain His cause, these men have disclosed to worldly businessmen who are using it for personal gain. They have sold the Lord's goods for personal profit. Those who have thus disclosed the secrets in their possession in regard to the preparation of health foods have abused a God-given trust. As they see the result of this betrayal of trust, some will sorely regret that they did not keep their own counsel and wait for the Lord to lead His servants and to work out His own plans. Some who obtain these secrets will scheme to hedge up the way of our sanitarium food work, and by misrepresentation will delude to their injury those who patronize them. The health food business should not be borrowed or stolen from those who, by its management, are endeavoring to build up and advance the cause. Dr. Kellogg, with the help of others, has, at a large outlay of means, studied out the processes for the preparation of certain special foods and has provided expensive facilities for their manufacture. This work has taken a great deal of precious time, for many experiments have had to be made, And it is right that those who have thus labored and invested their means should be allowed to reap the fruit of their labor. As the Lord's steward, Dr. Kellogg should be allowed to control a reasonable income from the special products that he, by the blessing of God, has been enabled to produce, that he may have means wherewith to make appropriations for the advancement of the work of God as occasion may demand. Let no one, having learned the secrets of their composition, take up the preparation of these special foods and sell them for personal profit. Let no one give the impression that they are working in harmony with those who in the first place prepared these foods for sale, when they are not. No one has a right to engage in the manufacture of these foods in any selfish way. Let us all come near the Lord, and with humble hearts seek to glorify Him in every act. I have a warning for those who have a knowledge of the methods of manufacturing the special health foods produced in our factories. They are not to use their knowledge for selfish purposes, or in a way that will misrepresent the cause. Neither are they to make this knowledge public. Let the churches take hold of this and show these brethren that such a course is a betrayal of trust and that it will bring reproach on the cause. Let not those who have been and are employed in the work of making the health foods first prepared by Dr. Kellogg or any other pioneer in this work disclose to others the secrets of the manufacture of the special foods, for thus they defraud the cause of that which should be used for its advancement. I beseech you, my brethren, to make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. Do not place information in the hands of those who, from lack of conscientious regard for health reform, may place impure articles on the market as health foods. Stand on the side of righteousness in all your transactions. Then you will not appear to disadvantage before God or man. Do not enter into any dishonest practices. Those who take up the manufacture of sanitarium health foods for personal profit are taking a liberty to which they have no right. Thus, great confusion is caused. Some are now manufacturing and selling goods that profess to be health foods, but that contain unwholesome ingredients. Again, the foods are often of so inferior a quality that much harm is done to the cause by their sale, those who buy them supposing that all health foods are similar. No one has any right to take advantage of the business arrangements that have been made in regard to sanitarium health foods. Those who handle the foods devised by Dr. Kellogg at large expense should first come to an understanding with him, or others who are working in harmony with him, and learn the best methods of handling these foods. He who enters selfishly into this work, at the same time giving his customers the impression that the profits on the goods he sells are used to aid benevolent enterprises, while in reality they are used for personal interest, is under the displeasure of God. By and by, his business will fail, and he will get things into such a tangle that his brethren will have to buy him out to save the cause from disgrace. The Lord is greatly displeased when his service is dishonored by the selfishness of those engaged in it. He wills that every part of his work shall be in harmony with every other part, joint connecting with joint. The Lord wants his people to stand far above selfish interests. He wants them to conquer the temptations they meet. He calls for the communion of saints. He desires his workers to stand under his supervision. He will plane and polish the material for his temple, preparing each piece to fit closely to the other, that the building may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Heaven is to begin on this earth. When the Lord's people are filled with meekness and tenderness, they will realize that His banner over them is love, and His fruit will be sweet to their taste. They will make a heaven below in which to prepare for heaven above. Our workers should exercise their ingenuity in the preparation of healthful foods. None are to pry into Dr. Kellogg's secrets, but all should understand that the Lord is teaching many minds in many places to make healthful foods. There are many products which, if properly prepared and combined, can be made into foods that will be a blessing to those who cannot afford to purchase the more expensive, specially prepared health foods. He who in the building of the tabernacle gave skill and understanding in all manner of cunning work will give skill and understanding to his people in the combining of natural food products, thus showing them how to secure a healthful diet. Knowledge in regard to the preparation of healthful foods is God's property and has been communicated to man in order that he may communicate it to his fellow men. In saying this, I do not refer to the special preparations that it has taken Dr. Kellogg and others long study and much expense to perfect. I refer especially to the simple preparations that all can make for themselves, instruction in regard to which should be given freely to those who desire to live healthfully, and especially to the poor. It is the Lord's design that in every place men and women shall be encouraged to develop their talents by preparing healthful foods from the natural products of their own section of the country. If they look to God, exercising their skill and ingenuity under the guidance of His Spirit, they will learn how to prepare natural products into healthful foods. Thus, they will be able to teach the poor how to provide themselves with foods that will take the place of flesh meat. Those thus helped can in turn instruct others. Such a work will yet be done with consecrated zeal and energy. If it had been done before, there would today be many more people in the truth, and many more who could give instruction. Let us learn what our duty is, and then do it. We are not to be dependent and helpless, waiting for others to do the work that God has committed to us. To many in different places, the Lord will give intelligence in regard to health foods. He can spread a table in the wilderness. Health foods should be prepared by our churches who are trying to practice the principles of health reform. But as surely as they should do this, some would say that they were infringing on their rights. But who gave them the wisdom to prepare these foods? The God of heaven. That same God will give wisdom to his people in the different countries to use the productions of these countries in preparing health foods. In simple, inexpensive ways, our people are to experiment with the fruits and grains and roots in the countries in which they live. In the different countries, inexpensive health foods are to be manufactured for the benefit of the poor and for the benefit of the families of our own people. The message that God has given me is that His people in foreign lands are not to depend for their supply of health foods on the importations of health foods from America. The freight and the duty make the cost of these foods so high that the poor, who are just as precious in the sight of God as the wealthy, cannot have the advantage of them. Health foods are God's productions, and He will teach His people in missionary fields so to combine the productions of the earth that simple, inexpensive, wholesome foods will be provided. If they will seek wisdom from God, He will teach them how to plan and devise to utilize these productions. I am instructed to say, forbid them not. I must now give to my brethren the instruction that the Lord has given me in regard to the health food question. By many, the health foods are looked upon as of man's devising, but they are of God's originating, as a blessing to His people. The health food work is the property of God and is not to be made a financial speculation for personal gain. The light that God has given and will continue to give on the food question is to be to His people today what the manna was to the children of Israel. The manna fell from heaven, and the people were told to gather it and prepare it to be eaten. So in the different countries of the world, light will be given to the Lord's people, and health foods suited to these countries will be prepared. The members of every church are to cultivate the tact and ingenuity that God will give them. The Lord has skill and understanding for all who will use their ability in striving to learn how to combine the productions of the earth so as to make simple, easily prepared, healthful foods, which will take the place of flesh meats, so that people will have no excuse for eating flesh meat. Those who are given a knowledge of how to prepare such foods must use their knowledge unselfishly. They are to help their poor brethren. They are to be producers as well as consumers. It is God's purpose that health foods shall be manufactured in many places. Those who accept the truth are to learn how to prepare these simple foods. It is not the Lord's plan that the poor shall suffer for the necessaries of life. The Lord calls upon His people in the different countries to ask Him for wisdom, and then to use aright the wisdom He gives. We are not to settle down in hopelessness and discouragement. We are to do our best to enlighten others. When conducted in such a manner that the gospel of Christ is brought to the attention of the people, the health food work can be profitably engaged in. But I lift my voice in warning against efforts that accomplish nothing more than the production of foods to supply the physical needs. It is a serious mistake to employ so much time and so much of the talents of men and women in manufacturing foods while no special effort is made at the same time to supply the multitudes with the bread of life. Great dangers attend a work that has not for its object the revelation of the way of eternal life.